What's going on, everybody? Daryl Frater, the club CEO here, and we have another amazing episode of the My DJ Story podcast brought to you by The Club, the number one live streaming app for DJs and partygoers. Today, we have my brother DJ TNT. Brother, can you please introduce yourself to the people, who you are and where you're from?
What it do is DJ TNT representing No DJ, No Party. I'm from originally from Buffalo, New York, out here in California rocking for the past 10 years.
Awesome, brother. We're super excited to have you on the podcast, man. This is the My DJ Story podcast, so we want to hear your story as a DJ in the game. So walk us through the beginning days. What sparked your interest to become a DJ, and give us some color on the beginning days of your journey.
So in the beginning of my journey, I say what sparked my interest would be, like, I think I was in a freshman in high school. My friend had a Newmark turntable with the Snoop Dogg record with Drop It Like It's Hot, you know, the whole album, all the shit on it. But that was a real dope record to me. So, like, I kind of played around with it every time I came to his house. And then I just picked up on it. Like, it was dope. So, like, my dad was also a DJ, but, you know, when you're a kid, you don't really pay attention to your parents' careers as much, you know? So I learned that he was a DJ before my freshman year in school, and then I kind of like followed him and picked up on it a little bit more, and I just stuck with it. You know, it was like a big thing in my area. Wiz Khalifa was hot, you know, that was one of my favorite artists back then. All my friends would come around, we would chill, we would groove, you know, and just kick it at my house while I DJ, and everybody just loved and enjoyed it. So from there, it just grew into like just staying with it, you know, grinding.
That's dope, man. You seem like you had a really organic kind of intro to the game of DJing, man. You know, talk to me a little bit about how you view DJing. Is it currently a hobby or something that you kind of turn it into a career? Kind of where do you stand right now in your journey?
This has been a definitely a roller coaster of a ride through a career. It's more than a hobby. It's something I do full time. I don't even work a regular job unless I really have to. But you know, it's just been a good ride. 10 to 14 years doing it professionally, you know.
That's great, man. No, we're super excited for you. Like you said, it's ups and downs to this journey, but it's an exciting and rewarding journey. And we appreciate and honor you for taking that leap into full-time DJing and really making this your passion, the thing that you are, you know, turning into a career for yourself, working fully in DJing. So yeah, talk to me about some of the things that you are doing in regards to how you go about your DJ career. You know, some of the people are not as confident in themselves to kind of take that leap to becoming a full-time DJ. You know, what are some of the things that you did to kind of take you from just doing it as a hobby to doing it something that's going to be making money and really being something that you turn into a career?
I took it like you take anything else when you're learning in life, like as a like huge experience, is like you really got to study and you really got to do your homework. Like you really got to stay on it and dedicated to it. So like for me, it was like I was inspired by other people that liked what I was doing. So from there, I was like, okay, if there's 3, 4, 5 people, there could be a million people out there that'll enjoy my music, or, you know, the whole world could enjoy any music that you want to play. Because I don't just do hip hop. I do everything I can do. You feel me? As long as you put the time in to do the homework and research on the genres, you can make a mix out of any songs you want to do.
Definitely, man. And by being versatile in your craft, being able to play different music, not sticking to one genre, you're able to serve different customers and you're able to really build an audience around what you're doing, man. You know, talk to me a little bit about some of the ups and downs of this industry so people can really hear the real life story of a full-time DJ that's grinding out and working hard in this craft, man. Because people see stuff on Instagram, they see stuff on social media, and they think it's all glory and all exciting. But there are some tough times, and a lot of DJs I've talked to on this podcast, they've really told the stories of the real life of a DJ. So talk to us a little bit, some of the hardships that you've gone through, some of the struggles that these DJs stepping into this are going to face, and kind of how you were able to work your way out of it and stay motivated through this time.
Oh, I could say one of the biggest problems as a DJ you'll face is technical difficulties. Rule number one, you always got to be ready on the fly. That is the biggest down there is in the industry. I cannot lie. I've been through so much. Like in the beginning, when you first start off as a DJ, it's like you got to be ready for whatever. You got to be kind of, mentally prepared to do the task at hand, like whether it be a show for a couple people or a show for a couple thousand people. Like it's a big energy. It takes a lot of preparation to do that. So like when you first start off, it's like people expect you to be kind of like free. So that's a real hardship for a lot of people because they got families, they got kids to feed and all kinds of stuff. But you know, getting out there, starting at a lower rate, you know, it might be 25 an hour, it might be 30 an hour. I don't know. It could be anything. It could, whatever you set your rate at, it's kind of hard to maneuver around that and see where you can fit in the industry. Like your price, you're going to be competing with other DJs and other bookers, promoters, everything. It's like, it's a handful of ball of it. But if you stay dedicated and keep your time to it, you can come up on top and get paid $100 to $1,000 an hour. It's endless. Like,
yeah, man, you can drive the value for yourself once you've built that demand and that branding for yourself. So at this time, we're going to take a quick commercial break. But when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about your brand and who you are as DJ TNT.
Okay.
And we're back with the My DJ Story podcast. We're here with my brother DJ TNT, and he's telling us the real story of life as a full-time DJ. So we're super excited to jump into your story a little bit deeper, man. Talk to us a little bit about your branding. Your name is DJ TNT. Talk to me about how you got that name and what that branding means to you.
All right. So DJ TNT came from, it's more protrude from like a family name, because like my name is Tracy originally. That's my government name, of course. And my dad's name was Theodore or Ted, also known as the late DJ Teddy B. You know, and my mom's name was Trisha as well. So it was like TNT. So I figured that's kind of stuck with that. My original name was DJ T-Mac, and I didn't really like that because it was kind of generic. I mean, TNT is kind of generic too in the music industry especially, but it had more feeling and more like attachment to it than anything. So that's what I chose for myself, and then it just stuck. Now everybody calls me TNT. Like, I don't even have a regular name.
I love it, man. And also the fact that you dedicated to your parents as well, it kind of gives you that extra push. You know, every time you think about your name, the source of why you stay active and why you work so hard with your craft, man. I love it, brother. And you're really doing a great job just working hard every day to build that brand and make something of that name, because your brand is all you got. You know, your brand is kind of what sets your price, and that sets, you know, how you're getting these gigs and such. People are not just looking at what you do in regards to your equipment or how you do it. They care about the whole package and the brand that you set, because you're able to bring that good value in your name, means something from the great work that you've done. You know, talk to me a little bit about some of the things you do as DJ TNT to separate yourself from other DJs and kind of build and make that brand much more prominent in the world.
How I separate myself, I basically took TNT and just made it like you said, like a brand. So like, along with TNT, I represent No DJ, No Party. And that salutes every DJ that ever steps onto a stage, or whatever you feel me, however you want to do. If you DJ in your bedroom, No DJ, No Party, and you got people listening, that's just like salute to the DJs and salute to the people that are actually trying to get the people the good music, you know? So my brand is based around red and black. As you can see, I'm still wearing red and black as per usual. And TNT also hits with the explosive. So, you know, with the explosion on the, you know, when you hear DJ TNT, you hear, think of dynamite, or, you know, you think of that, boom. So you hear me, and then I give you the little air horn. They love that, the little hype music, little hype juice to it. And it just, you know, it's just go out there and have fun, really, you know. Marketing is just make sure everybody has a good time, you know, play what the people want to hear, as long as, you know, play what's good to your ear. And it's lovely. I love it.
That's good to hear, brother. It's super good that you love what you do, because that's when you really see great success. Because if you're just doing it for the check, or you're just doing it because you think it's the cool thing to do for the moment, you're not going to make it. You know, you got to have a real true passion and love for the craft, or you're not going to be putting in hours to practice. You're not going to be preparing and being super diligent on everything you got to do to satisfy your customers and your clients. Like, it's something that you have to really be in for the long haul for you to really see the dividends from your work, man. I would love to talk about, you know, some of the things you spoke about in regards to marketing. You know, what are some tips or techniques that you have for people to market themselves as DJs trying to level up in this game? You know, marketing plays a huge role in whether you get these new gigs or not. What do you do to kind of help yourself in that marketing area?
First things first is social media is a huge part of our future right now. So like everything, having your links branded all the way across is a major deal. So like if you find, all I got to do is say, hey, you can find me at The Real DJ TNT on all social media platforms. You don't got to go through all the extras, correctly spelled. It's all everything. Everybody can find me, period, from all the way around the map. So that's really important to have your social media set up the way you want the people, your fans to see it, your supporters to see it. That's really important. As far as everything else is, it's a lot of networking involved too. So like person to person networking. I know we've just been through COVID-19, but if you can get back out there and you don't have that fear in your heart, you got to get out there and do it, or else it's not going to get done and you're not going to meet the people you need to meet. That's very important. I spent like my first 4 years just out in the streets, just networking, talking to artists, talking to promoters, talking to music influencers and blog sites and all kinds of that stuff like that. You know, just got to have your ear to the music and the streets for sure. Definitely as a hip hop DJ.
Yeah, that's super important. You know, outreach and just getting your name out there and building meaningful relationships. You know, that is super key because that's how you get the next gig. That's how you get these opportunities. That's how you meet people that are going to help you in your journey and support you. Because without them, who are you really playing for? Who are you really, you know, working with in the industry if you're not really building these meaningful relationships? And no one's going to just find you. You got to put yourself out there so you can be discovered. And that takes a lot of time, you know, whether you said social media or actually being on the floor, meeting people, you got to put in the work one way or another. And you got to be smart about this because, you know, you don't want to waste your time. You want to be super diligent with your time so that way you're making the right connections and then it's all aligning and helping you towards your goal of being a great DJ, making more money and building your brand, man. So I really appreciate you sharing that because some of the DJs think that it just happens magically, but it's a lot of stuff behind the scenes that no one's ever going to see that's going to get you there, you know. So you might not get the glory for it, but it will pay dividends in the long run if you're consistent and I always putting your name out there, networking and meeting people. I'd love to hear, you know, what are some of the lessons that you learned throughout your 10, you know, to 14 years of being a DJ? Some things that you know now that you wish you knew when you were first getting started as a DJ?
Oh boy, you got to go back so far into the journey, like in 15 years, it's like, there's a lot I wish I knew when I first started, like just staying persistent is one of them and just like troubleshooting is the other. Like I've messed up on stage during some of the biggest acts and still pulled it out like this where it was just like the show just kept going, like nobody really noticed what happened. It's just the show keeps going on, you know. Stay persistent in what you're trying to do when you're on the stage. If you know what you're doing, don't let nobody touch what you're doing. Don't even let the sound engineer from Hollywood let you touch stuff. You figure it out yourself and then let him go in hand with you, you know.
I like that you pointed that story out, you know, how things are gonna go wrong, you know, and you have to keep your cool. So if you're a DJ out there and things haven't gone wrong yet, trust me, it will eventually. Oh, it
definitely will.
But what you gotta do is prepare and make sure that when these things happen, you don't let them see you sweat. You kind of just go with the flow and you fix things in the meantime and figure out ways to stall or improvise as you keep things going. You know, talk to me a little bit more in detail about what you did specifically in those moments when things went crazy and, you know, things start messing up. How did you keep the crowd alive and make the show keep on going?
So, for instance, okay, I know some people heard of Griselda, the hip hop group out of Buffalo, New York. I'm actually from Buffalo, New York. That's my hometown. So I was able to DJ for those guys when they came out to California. It was a rush. It was a hectic Hiero Day festival, Hieroglyphics Day 2019. I want to say 2019. Yep, right before the pandemic. the show was going on, everything was going fine. I was playing, I hooked up, like we came on right after Sugar Free. I did not plug in my laptop after walking around the festival all day. So I had little to low battery, and like, I think we're like halfway through the set, and I decided to plug in my my laptop. Little do you know is that stage power has a lot of power going through it, whether it's grounded, circuited or not. I shorted out the whole computer. The show stopped instantly. So my mind was like, oh my God, what just happened? All I did was plug in my laptop. That's all I did was plug it in. Run it back. The sound guy comes running to me. I'm like, no, don't touch nothing. I got it. Conway and Benny, they was both rapping on stage to the audience still. They never stopped. I just kept it going. It was like, I got this. Just give me 1 minute. It took maybe like 4 minutes for me to restart my computer and get back to the set list, and he was rocking. But I stayed focused. I told the sound man not to touch anything because he was about to start pulling cords. And the one thing you don't do is start pulling cords before you figure out what the digital problem is. You got to figure out if it's a digital problem, deal with that first. And then if it's a physical technical problem, you start there. But you just got to stay active and stay into it. So like that way you don't lose focus and ruin the whole rest of the show.
That's great, man. And keeping people on their toes when these things happen is super important. Because if you would have freaked out and just kind of lost control of the situation, who knows, that guy could have messed it up even worse. And instead of being 4 minutes, it could have been 10, 20 minutes. And it would have really disrupted the show. And the relationship with those artists and just everyone involved would have been disrupted, because, you know, there's a lot of issues that would have came out of the show being so disrupted. But hey, accidents are going to happen, but it's how you bounce back from it that really dictates if you're ready for more opportunities and are able to, you know, really perform well during these sets. So great job to you. And I appreciate you sharing that story, because DJs think it's all going to be sweet, but it's not. Sometimes things are going to go wrong. You got to ready. You got to have that still heart where if things go wrong, you're still in control and you're able to operate and get things done and fix the problems, man. You know, I would love to hear if you had any, you know, stories about ways that people can talk to people and build relationships, such as mentors and people that help you along the journey. I know a lot of people, they try to go out and do it on their own and they go through a lot of struggles, but one way of moving faster is by finding mentors or people to help you along that journey. Did you have anyone that you considered a mentor or someone that helped you, you know, in your DJ journey, even now or in the past?
Oh, definitely. First of all, it was my dad. I was following right behind my dad. Like, I was maybe 15 when I got my first club gig, and, you know, sneaking me into the club is, in order to get snuck into the club, you got to have somebody older to look up to, right? So we had a group of DJs that we just basically all took turns doing what we did at a nightclub or whatever. But I looked up to those guys because those guys always had everything they needed, like whether it be every chord, everything, like the answers to certain questions, or even me being younger than them, I had the technical expertise that they didn't. I could help them with stuff. So like, we all share knowledge. We need to share knowledge with each other more. So like, it's not a big deal to try to reach out to somebody and get help and like mentorship and this type of art. Cause like, there's plenty, like me, I'm booked. I'll be booked so much. I'll be trying to call other DJs. So I'm looking for other DJs to, you know, newer DJs to teach and stuff like that. So, I mean, a mentor is nothing wrong with it. There's plenty of work to go around. That's definitely for sure. People love the party. It's a soul curing thing.
No, that's great advice, man. And if you're a DJ out there and looking for a mentor, my brother just put it out there, DJ TNT got a lot of business and he's looking to build relationships with DJs out there that are up and coming. So if you're looking to build relationships with DJs, please put yourself out there, because if you are building a team of people that has a network of people that you can work with that can give you, you know, deals or opportunities, and you can do the vice versa, when you know you have opportunities that you can't take, you can pass over to other people. That's when you're able to help everyone rise, because there's a lot of business out there. There's a lot of opportunities and you can't take it all for yourself. You got to be able to build a team. And also some people build businesses around that where you can sub it out to other people, still take a small cut. And that's just a part of your business. So figure out how that works for you and your business and really try to make something out of it. There's just no drawback in building relationships. It's just so important in this industry. So if you're not doing it, just think about how you can engage with other people more often and really build your business around people, because that's what it is. It's a people game. So just make sure that you're doing that as well as building your own skill set, you practicing and really getting the craft down pat. You know, I would love for you to, you know, dive deeper into some of the things that you're focused on today and how myself, the club, our community, and our listeners can help and support you.
Some things I'm focusing on today. I'm focusing on getting through the summer, getting through this bookings of this summer. Cause you know, the first lockdown ever in history to some people and being free and act like they don't know how to act. So we're going to focus on getting through the summer's goals and doing these parties, these keeping people happy and, you know, violence free and everything else. You know, I want to make sure everybody has a good time. Right now, I'm just working on just a bunch of freelance gigs and stuff like that. I got production and stuff, other stuff coming as well. But, you know, just stay tuned and check me out. Keep in the loop. Tap in with me, you know.
Awesome, brother. Definitely. And wishing you the best of luck, man. It's been a tough summer for a lot of people, a tough season for a lot of people. And going into the summer as things are opening back up, I would look forward to seeing your party, seeing events and supporting you along the way. So at this time, we're going to jump into the lightning round. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. I'm always ready.
Describe your DJ setup, hardware and software.
Okay, I got 2 Harbinger speakers, stands, you know, 3 mics, 3 wired mics, sure. I got the Neumark NV with the screens on it, with a Sager gaming laptop with like 16 gigabytes of RAM. I can run multiple programs at once, including the DJ program. That's pretty much it. Some lights. I got some lights, some Amazon lights you can find, little LED RGB lights. They're pretty nice. A couple of those. I got a laser light. You know, it's something pretty easy and mobile setup. Just a mobile setup, you know.
And that's a plug to, you know, the fact that you are using a gaming PC for your DJing, and not a lot of people know that secret because they're doing it on their laptop and the laptop runs out of RAM. You know, you could be messed up on that. So I appreciate you shouting that out. Next question is, who's your favorite DJ?
My favorite DJ. Boy, that's such a broad question because I have a lot of DJ partners. I have a lot of DJ partners varying in age from young to old. Oh, boy. That's a deep question. I would say DJ Qbert. He's so raw. He's just raw. And, you know, he's a genuine dude. I got to meet him. So he's pretty dope. I would have to say he's definitely one of the dopest DJs I look up to.
What has been your favorite party or event you've DJed at and why?
Ooh, my favorite event I DJed at was, I would say, the Day and Night Festival in Orange County, California. That was very fun. It was actually the first one, I believe, they threw. The first Day and Night Festival was huge. It was like all kinds of headliners. I went down there and DJed for Lil Yace. Rest in peace to Lil Yace. We just had a ball. Like, it was just like the whole experience was like, we got carted around to our trailer. It was like big desert festival area. We had all the things we needed. You know, we just could do everything, meet whoever we wanted. I was just like, I was in love with that. That was a great moment. And that and Rolling Loud would be second.
Talk about that one too.
Rolling Loud Bay Area, DJ for Lil Blood. That was very lit as well. Got to meet a lot of artists, got to perform on a big stage, you know. It's a dream come true. It's just fun just to be interactive with the Bay Area like that.
Name a nightclub or venue that you highly recommend people should check out in your city or anywhere else you think is good.
I think people should definitely check out Club Pure in Hollywood, California. It's a huge nightclub with definitely dope lineups.
What's one thing that you think is missing from live streaming for DJs?
What is missing, really? I wouldn't say too much is really missing because it's a lot of integration, and it depends on, like, depending on what platform you're using, you can integrate different stuff. So there's not really a lot. Like, you're able to chat and talk, you're able to request, you're able to tip. Like, what else would you recommend? I'm I couldn't possibly think of anything else the Twitch streaming platforms are missing.
And shout out to DJs that you know personally whose story is awesome to be shared on this podcast.
Man, shout out DJ Tussie, shout out DJ Igor Beats, shout out Squareopolis, Ouma. There's a lot of DJs. Like, the list goes on. Shout out to all the DJs out there grinding and getting it in. Salute the DJs.
Great, man. And we look forward to hearing their stories one day on the show. And anyone that wants to be on the show can sign up at djsignup.com. And brother, where can people find you online or even in person if you're still doing events?
You can find me all over the place. You can find me rocking Cloud Sesh Mondays and Fridays in the Bay Area, Oakland to be exact. Hit me up for event locations and stuff, you know. You can hit me up on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Twitch, anything, all at The Real, T-H-E-R-E-A-L, D-J-T-N-T, D-J-T-N-T.
Awesome, brother. Hey, this was a really great interview, man. I really appreciate you being so open and transparent with your story, bro. And thank you so much for everything that you're doing in the DJ industry and putting everybody on game with your story, man. So everyone, please check out my brother, DJ TNT. Follow his journey. He's doing amazing things in the industry as a full-time DJ, grinding it out. And we appreciate you sharing your journey and spending time with us today. Look forward to working with you, helping you throughout with the club. Thank you, bro.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to the My DJ Story podcast. If you haven't already, please join our community by downloading the Club app for free in the Google Play and App Store today. While you're there, do us a huge favor by giving us a 5-star rating and shoot us a message on Instagram telling us you did. I'd love to send you a free My DJ Story podcast t-shirt as a token of our appreciation. Thank you so much, and we'll look forward to seeing you in the club.